billed as the comedy event of the year. And certainly anticipation is rising with each moment. Demo Crazy, a roast of South Africa. What an interesting and novel idea. Yeah. Comedy Central and Nando's have officially unveiled the newest additions to their talent lineup. And these, of course, include some established names, but as well as new voices. We've seen comedy roasts of individuals before, but what would you say about South Africa? If you were to put South Africa as a roast, I'm so pleased to tell you that I'm being joined in the morning and this morning, and you can already hear him in the background. Iga Beaver, he is.
Yeah.
Kagiso Lediga, the South African comedian. Welcome to 702 Breakfast, first of all.
Thank you, sir. I was so eager. I thought you were talking to me. I didn't realize you were still talking to, you're still contextualizing.
Why are you roasting South Africa?
You know why we're roasting South Africa. It's important to roast South Africa. It's the time, as well, it's been 30 years. I think with everything that's happening about 30 years, this, 30 years, that, I think it's time to reflect. It's also election time. And if there's one time to roast South Africa, this is it, chief.
It's a novel idea. It's interesting because we're usually roasting individuals, mm-hmm. right? What prompted the idea? What inspired it?
I mean, I think it was the kind of, there's a, you know, roasts are in the zeitgeist now. People are roasting this and that.
You're not A-list if you haven't been roasted.
Exactly.
Hey?
And I mean, what's more A-list than the great nation of Mzansi, you know? So yeah, I thought it would be great to kind of go down memory lane and to kind of give people, to like recontextualize, to kind of reflect going into the new election, this new South Africa that we're about to enter. It's been 30 years. We're like a millennial as a country. So yeah.
What would you say stands out as the funniest moment of the last 30 years?
The funniest moment is of the last 30. I mean, for me, it's the funniest people. I feel like Jacob Zuma for me is the funniest leader. Also like roguish and everything. It's like a multifaceted, you know, a Jacob Zuma movie or series for me would be spectacular. Very funny guy. Think about the numbers.
Would you cast
the
Jacob Zuma?
Who would I cast? I don't know. It's like Kenneth Ngosi. Would you think Kenneth Ngosi could be Jacob Zuma?
And he loves playing those politician characters, doesn't he?
I think so.
Talking of Kenneth Ngosi, there's an interesting lineup in terms of the people who are going to be performing as part of this roast. Mm-hmm. Demo Crazy. We've got Mpopops, Celeste Ntuli, Skumba. You're obviously also a part of it. And interestingly,
I'm a behind the scenes type of guy. I'm not on.
You're not going to be performing on stage.
No, I have to be like back, you know, I'm in the control room. We're recording this thing for sure. I had to be writing some of the stuff. So I think, you know, it's like my voice is part of it as much as these other people's voices. But I'm not going to be jumping on stage.
So explain the concept to me, because you're almost pitching it as a kind of cabinet, if you will, There's different, or at least parliament.
No, this is different people with different roles. I think the promo kind of like from Comedy Central, they're using this concept of the cabinet. But for me, it's like really, it's a variety show. It's like a big part of it is musical. There's only one comedy, sort of traditional stand-up comedy like element, you know? And all of it is like everybody, I want people to come and kind of open this lucky packet. That's why I don't want to talk so much about it. But we've got cool things happen. Chester Missing is there. Shoma Josie is there. Devi Sankari, Govinda is there. You know, so it's gonna be.
And she's really funny.
She is very funny.
People don't get that about her because they think she's the serious investigative journalist, which of course she is, right? Try and be a crook and good luck to you.
There we go, yeah.
But she's really, really hilarious.
She's very funny. Yeah, so it's this. A lot of like it's a birthday cake for the nation is what I like to call it. And I don't want to say you're going to come in there and this is going to happen in minute three. What you know is all those people are there. It's pretty fully scripted. Let's say 90% scripted show. And all of it is funny. There's no sort of moment of like announcements of seriousness or public service. I wish actually that this show was going on the night before elections, but I think it would be, I don't know, probably considered unconstitutional.
The week before we go to the polls, because what, you're shooting it on Wednesday, mm-hmm. the 22nd of May.
Yeah.
It's at the Lyric Theatre at Gold Reef Casino.
Yeah, and yeah, I don't know if tickets are still available, but get it. It's one of those. You want? I don't know what people do in Joburg on a night where that type of thing is happening. I mean, where are you going to be? Was Jay-Z and Beyonce in town? That's like pretty much the hottest ticket. So go, come. If you haven't gone to, if there's still tickets, you know, let's do it.
You can get them at Web Tickets. It's being recorded. Will it be televised at a point?
It'll be televised, I think, on Election Day on Comedy Central, and then in many other places beyond that. It'll be on like platforms like Times Live and all of that. It's for me, it's as if we can spread it as much as possible. It's like a, it's a love thing. It's a patriotic thing. This is the most patriotic I've felt in my whole life. So there
and
we
South
go.
And South Africans, of course, we know are legendary in terms of our ability to laugh at ourselves.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, I think a lot of the show, okay, I'll let out this part. A lot of it is like a clip show. It's also like memories from the past. There's a lot of that, like all of these things that have happened, we're also reflecting on in that way.
What's the worst joke you've ever told? And man, how did the audience react?
I mean, I can't. My jokes, they're all my babies. I treat them equal. But I remember there's this one, which I don't know if it was really off color. It was about Nelson Mandela coming home drunk and sort of being a little bit abused. It was a GBV-oriented type of joke, which was very funny to me and like at some people in like that arenas. But I did it at a corporate show once. I think that was the last time I did a corporate show for like a huge corporate law firm, you know. It was very, I remember. But and then I said when people were not, there were sort of young people laughing on the one side and like HR people looking at me with those eyes, and I think I said, "Yeah, but this is what they fought for. This is the freedom for me to say stuff like this." And yeah, they had a room for me. It was kind of out of town. They had a room for me, you know, to stay the night. And yeah, I drove back that night.
What did you learn from that moment?
To keep at it. No more corporates. Believe in your voice. Forget paying for rent and nice things that you can get them. You know, just, yeah, be broken and with a voice. You know, say things. Speak truth to power. There's no money in it, but you feel great. It's like degrees. You know that Kanye West cash. I got these degrees, man. They keep me warm at night.
So having made that joke, which historical figure, if you could, would you roast?
Which I'm probably Nelson Mandela. I think he's a funny guy. I think because he's such a sacred cow, such a, like, you know, hallowed ground of South Africa. But he's also like our forefathers. Like he's, you know, because South Africa, there's like the pre 94 sort of doesn't exist. We don't talk about that. There's like all those monuments that ran, the Jan van Riebeck money. We don't, that doesn't exist to us. The roads, those HF Verwoerdsdorp. He's that guy. He's the beginning of our time. I mean, right. It's like, I would start there and then work my way through.
If you could
connect. And he's got that great voice. Oh, yeah. Remember this. Yes.
Stop it.
Oh, yes.
If you could create a new holiday for South Africa, what would it be and how would you want people to celebrate it and observe it?
A new holiday for South Africa.
Yeah.
I'd call it Monday. And you just go. It's just like one of the
every week.
Yeah, nobody wants to go to work on Monday. You say, what today? What do we say? It's Monday. Monday. Yeah, it's like one. Because nobody, remember Monday. I mean, you know Monday. I mean, I guess Tuesday would then be the depressing day that you don't want to kind of get up for. But I tried this, actually. I tried a four-day week for a period, and it's spectacular.
Comedy is about laughter, but it's also about the ability to observe.
It's mostly about laughter.
The idea of being able to reflect a society to itself. Mm-hmm. And at times it's uncomfortable laughter, and sometimes it's that belly ache laughter.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it important, do you think, for comedy to thrive as a way of telling the South African story?
I mean, I'm thankful, I'm grateful that it is thriving. I'm grateful that we are this sort of nation, especially in Africa, where there's so much kind of conservatism and like control of the media, authoritarianism in a way, that here we get to laugh. We get to have shows like Late Night News with Lois Sogol. We get to have a puppet that goes around roasting politicians, you know, we gotta have like roast. I'm grateful for that, and you know, it's important because it is that reflexive, that the kind of voice of the people, the fact that people can feel empowered to be able to say what's right or wrong.
And it's something we should never take for granted. Democracy, a roast of South Africa. It's happening at the Lyric Theatre at the Gold Reef Casino, Gold Reef City Casino, this Wednesday, the 22nd of May. You can get tickets at Web Ticket. They'll be roasting 30 years of South Africa's democracy.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, and it's going to be musical, and it's going to and dress nice. It's going to mean, if you can get a ticket, bye.
Kagiso Ledige, South African comedian.
702 Podcast on PrimeMediaPlus.com.